And that was a dark, depressing time for him. You know, he did have one visit with his mother, I think, during the time that he lived with me. And she brought him a huge box filled with gifts, you know, clothes and all kinds of little goodies and stuff. And it sat in the corner, untouched, literally for months. He never opened anything. He just left the box there.
What's going on in your mind when someone you haven't seen since you were nine is out on your doorstep right now? Rewind, remember that one time when Marco showed up at the front door. We found out he escaped from a psych ward and stole grandma's car. Rest her soul. I know that's off topic, but I miss her soul. So ironic that she was blind, but told me how handsome I was every time that I walked in the door. Can't lie and say it was easy being 14 on February 14th, watching a body die in my arms. Then have to go to a school that I hated with my grades indicate that I don't give a fuck what's going on a couple hours later on. And not to mention that one bitch that I love, by the way, I call her bitch because she was, wanted me to catch another man fucking her. Invited me over, told me to come into the front, come upstairs and say what's up, and there she was, little slut. I was broken hearted, should've broke that bitch's jaw, she was playing me like a chump. But I stepped to the garage, grabbed one of her brother's rifles, went outside and shot that other motherfucker's truck up. I guess that's what led me to cuffs becoming common in my life like funerals was. Daddy's less common now, he gave up after he had the judge pin a fucking felony on her son. Funny enough, me and Aunt Barbara even closer. Start to feel some weight lift off her shoulder, till it popped back on when a radiologist told her that she had breast cancer and might not live much longer. Fast forward, the woman that I call my mother isn't my mother. We're even blood, but that's how much I love her. And I'm feeling awkward cause the doorbell's from the person that I call her. Maybe I ain't ready for it. What should I wear? Fuck that, I ain't going down there. I've waited over a decade for closure. Why should I receive it if it might not be something I wanna hear? In the mirror is an empty reflection, and in my head are questions I wanna ask, like, where the fuck did you go? Why did you turn my birthdays to the worst days every year that you didn't show? And if you must know, I didn't turn out to be much else than a drunk who fell face first to a pile of hell. Took four snuffs of the devil's dust, ended up with my manager helping me cause I couldn't take a piss by myself. But I did get a record deal, and all my records got that making of a legend feel. And I did have a daughter who I promised that the way you make me felt is a way she will never feel. Slip a Benadryl in my cup, fuck it, I'm sickening up. Pit on my stomach clenching, all my muscles stiffening up. I ain't been this nervous since I got jumped. Flicked the tip of my J over a surface covered with ashes and junk. Took a pull and set it down, put on both of my chucks. Reached for the door with my hands sweaty, I'm anxious as fuck. Couldn't even hit the stairs without remembering how many years I was there waiting to see your car pull up. Now you saying she's right there? Now you saying she's right there? You telling me if I open up this door right here, that she'll be standing right there? And after all these years, am I wrong for having this fear of meeting the reflection I was missing in the mirror? Open up the door and then I see her.